Luminiferous ether fascinated physicists from 1704, when Isaac Newton published optics, until 1887, when Albert Michelson and Edward Morley constructed an elaborate scientific apparatus on a massive slab of marble, floated the slab in a pool of mercury, and failed to find the evidence for ether that they were expecting. The Michelson-Morley experiment is said to be the most significant null result in the history of science, and Michelson was later awarded a Nobel Prize. Ether was thought to be the medium through which light propagates, and for most of the 200 years that it preoccupied science, experimenters assumed that it was so fine, so ethereal, that it eluded detection even by sophisticated instruments. But when Michelson and Morley built the most sensitive measuring device ever conceived, and still found nothing, scientists accepted the lack of evidence for ether as evidence for lack of ether. And this is cool, because weak evidence more often makes believers dig in and look harder. Take religion, please. Humans have been experimenting with the technology of divine supplication for lo, these many millennia, and yet, still there is no real evidence that the All That Is cares who is doing the supplicating or how it's being done. In other words, Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, Shinto, whatever, if one of these religions was better than the others, more favored by the divine, you'd think that it would have won by now, that its followers would be obviously healthier, happier, and more prosperous than those of other religions, that it would be, in other words, an advantage to be an adherent. But such is not the case. It's been a few dozen millennia, and I think it's safe to say that no particular religion has emerged as measurably more effective at delivering a better life. Humans everywhere seem to have roughly the same proportions of bliss and misery, regardless of church affiliation or lack thereof. Perhaps what is needed is a really good reality TV show. We select, say, 50 babies for each of the 20 top religions, and then we follow these babies for a lifetime and compare their measurable statistics, things like net worth, obesity, and amount of antidepressants consumed. If some believers turn out to be better off than a control group of godless heathens, then fine. Everyone alive converts. Oh, who am I kidding? This will never happen. For one thing, the ratings would suck. But also, this experiment has already been done, with millions of humans, over thousands of years, and the results are pretty clear. God is more liberal than any of his followers, and he doesn't play favorites. But apparently, when it comes to religion, it's not results that matter. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.